Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app, which you can get in the Google Play Store by searching Wake Up Call DT. It's as simple as that. Go to the Google Play Store and search Wake Up Call DT, all one word, Wake Up Call DT. D as in Dan, T as in Tortora. And for all Apple products, iPhone, iPad, iPod, head to Wake Up Call DT. .podbean.com/mobile. That's Wake Up Call DT, all one word, Wake Up Call DT .podbean.com/mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E. I want to thank everybody that's downloaded the app, including the one, the only, Mr. Dwayne Pearl Washington, Syracuse great, has his jersey hanging up in the Carrier Dome. Pearl Washington downloaded the app recently, and I cannot thank him enough, or my network of athletes, former athletes, former coaches, current coaches, and everyone connected to the sports around the world, and therefore to the community around the world. I cannot thank you all enough for your support of Dan Tortora Broadcast Media, for what you've done with the app, Wake Up Call DT, with WakeUpCallDT.com, and in just spreading the message of what we do with Dan Tortora Broadcast Media being different from anything that you'll find anywhere else. So to all of my angels out there, thank you for your wings, thank you for flying high, and thank you for all that you have done to bless me. Truly appreciate it. God first. This episode of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, very happy to be bringing this to you. If you haven't heard the first couple episodes, live from the ACC Men's Basketball Tournament 2015, Greensboro, North Carolina, where the weather is nice and the ground is dry. Greensboro, North Carolina, Greensboro Coliseum. It will not be here in Greensboro for a while. After 2015, this ACC tournament is going to be moving on to Washington, D.C. for 2016, then over to the Barclays Center in Brooklyn for 2017 and 18, then to Charlotte in 19, and back to Greensboro in 2020. So it's crazy to believe this, but I'm not going to be back down to see the ACC tournament in the Greensboro Coliseum for 5 years. And it's sad because I really do love everything that Greensboro Coliseum Complex. I cannot thank the people that work tirelessly there enough. You know, some people are hard on people because, you know, you got to have this and this is supposed to be here and why is the food this? No. Greensboro Coliseum, you're awesome, you're classy, you're nice, you're professional, you're welcoming. I cannot thank you enough. I love coming down to Greensboro because of the great people in the ACC as well as at the Greensboro Coliseum Complex. So I'm looking forward to having that bar that's raised so high by Greensboro to be met by Washington, Brooklyn, Charlotte, and then we're back here in Greensboro once again. So, the first couple shows, live from the ACC Tournament, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, talking with players. If you haven't listened, make sure you tune in, get it on the Wake Up Call DT app, or on WakeUpCallDT.com on the ACC Central page. You don't want to miss out. I've spoken with, and this is prior to this show, spoken with players from Boston College, Wake Forest, Virginia Tech, Clemson, Florida State, North Carolina State, Pittsburgh, Miami. Those are the teams that you've heard from up until this point. Now, you haven't heard from the Louisvilles or the Notre Dames, or the Dukes, or the Virginias, because they did not play until the third day. They didn't play until the quarterfinals. That's the benefit of being in the ACC in a top four team. You're automatically through the first two rounds. So all you have to do is win one game, and you're in the semifinals. You win one game as a top four team in the ACC men's basketball tournament, and all of a sudden you're in the Final Four. If only it was that easy for the NCAA tournament. Win one game, and you're in the Final Four. How nice would that be? I think it'd be pretty cool. But it would take away March Madness. It would take away the craziness of March Madness. A craziness that was felt at the ACC tournament for the first day, and the first game and the second day, but then not after that. The ACC, first three games of the ACC tournament 2015, men's basketball, were won by a combined 5 points. One point in the first game between Boston College and Georgia Tech. One point in the second game between Virginia Tech and Wake Forest. And 3 points in the third game, which is the first game of day two. That game being played between Florida State and Clemson. But after that, the doors were blown open by teams. You look at the Boston College North Carolina game, double digits. NC State Pittsburgh, double digits. Virginia Tech Miami, double digits. Virginia FSU, double digits. Louisville UNC, double digits. Duke NC State, double digits. And Notre Dame Miami, double digits in a very ugly game. So, what started off March Madness-y turned into blowouts. A little bit of spring cleaning, so to speak. Getting rid of those teams that you don't really want there in your way. Just cleaning it out. Dusting it away. So now the field gets smaller and smaller and smaller. It shrinks. The talent of the ACC, I believe, is top-notch. There are good players on every single team. Tanya Jakiri of Miami, he's one of those people that I think goes underappreciated at times. Xavier Rathan-Mays of Florida State, I know he gets talked about a lot, but I think that there's even more to say about him. There's players all throughout this ACC tournament. Ralston Turner, who's a name that comes up, but Anthony Cat Barber, and then Trevor Lacy, who I feel like you hear less about Lacy than you do about Turner and Barber. He's another guy to bring up. Virginia Tech with all their youngsters and everything they've been able to do. Ahmed Hill, have a lot of respect for him. Had an opportunity to speak with him in one of the Wake Up Call with Dan Satora shows live from the ACC tournament. Make sure you listen into that on the ACC Central page of wakeupcalldt.com. You can find it by going to the More tab on the top of wakeupcalldt.com. Look for the More tab, and you'll see ACC Central. Or you can get to it by going to wakeupcalldt.webs.com/ACC-Central. So make sure you check it out there. Dinos Mitoglou of Wake Forest is another guy to mention. There's players all throughout. DeAndre Burnett from Miami. You can go up and down the line and you can find players that are with Todrick Jackson of Georgia Tech, Boston College's Aaron Brown, obviously Olivier Hanlon's talked about, Clemson with Jerron Blossomgame and Rod Hall with what they were able to do, but even DeMarcus Harrison at times. There's a lot of players that I feel go unnoticed or maybe underappreciated, or teams that do, which I think is completely and utterly a travesty. The ACC tournament, from top to bottom when it comes to teams ranked 1 through 14 this year, with Syracuse being out, which would have been in the middle of that, but would have bumped the pool to 15 teams. With Syracuse out of it, you have 14 teams, and from top to bottom, I have respect for every single team that plays. When you get to know the players and you get to know the coaches and you talk to them on a personal level, on a professional level, you really get to know what they're made up of. And I think that there's talent all throughout here, which is why I do these Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora shows, is to give you stories, give you angles, give you things that you're going to hear here that you won't get anywhere else. Literally won't get anywhere else. I don't care how many people interview Tyus Jones. It's never going to be the same as Wake Up Call with Dan Satora. How many people with Jahlil Okafor and Malcolm Brogdon, whoever it may be, it's never going to be the same. Rakeem Christmas, Jim Boeheim, Mike Hopkins, Jerry McNamara, Adrian Autry, not the same. And that's why the people that have listened for so long have had the advantage. So if you're listening for the first time, get the advantage. Don't be the person that they're going to say, hey, didn't you hear that? And you go, oh, man, I haven't gotten to it yet. Don't be that person. Make sure you get on here. Become a member of WakeUpCallDT.com by getting your free site press pass on the homepage. Download the Wake Up Call DT app and make sure that you're following on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT and on Twitter @CallDT. That's CallDT. Here with the show today, very happy to have 13 guests, lucky number 13 for my grandfather on Friday the 13th, nonetheless, which was his favorite day, and 13 was his favorite number because my grandfather, that man, always took what was, I don't want to say negative, but what had a stigma on it. He always took something that was viewed as bad and turned it to good. If something was good to most people, it was good to my grandfather. If something was bad to most people, it was good to my grandfather. And I don't mean that as, you know, a vice or anything like that. I mean, when people looked at a situation and got mad, he found a reason to be happy. So he was happy for the normal reasons of being happy. But when you would say, oh my God, Friday the 13th, I can't go outside. I hope a black cat doesn't cross me. My lucky number can't be 13. I don't like... He loved it. And so by doing a show today on Friday the 13th, for whenever you're listening in, doing a show on Friday the 13th is not only a tribute to my grandfather and all my grandfathers, as well as to Shady, Mordu, Cinnamon, as well as everyone, my grandma, Totora that's in heaven. It's a tribute to all of them, but it's also a tribute to finding the positive in every negative. Taking the number 13 and making it special. So Grandpa, because you always knew how to be positive, that's what I work toward every single day. That's what I want to be, because of you. So with the number 13 on Friday the 13th, it's only fitting that I have 13 one-on-one exclusives to bring to you. Interviews that you'll never hear anywhere else like this. I don't care who's interviewed them, when they've interviewed them, how they've interviewed them. You'll never hear these, because Wake Up Call with Dan Totora is live from the ACC tournament and bringing you something special every single time we turn on the microphone. So coming up in this show, you'll hear from, in this order, Darian Adkins of Virginia, London Perantes of Virginia, Malcolm Brogdon of Virginia, Xavier Ratham-Mays of Florida State, Chinanu Onowaku, the brother of former Syracuse player Rinze Onowaku. You hear from Chinanu coming up after Xavier Ratham-Mays, Chinanu from Louisville, and then Montrezl Harrell from Louisville, Terry Rozier III from Louisville, Jahlil Okafor from Duke, Emil Jefferson from Duke, Tyus Jones and Grayson Allen from Duke, followed by Zach August and Jerrion Grant from Notre Dame. Jerrion Grant, the brother of Jeremy Grant, who played for Syracuse. So, some Syracuse connections, some Syracuse love, despite Syracuse not being in the 2015 ACC Men's Basketball Tournament. So much coming up. We can't take a break now, can we, folks? I could do that to you. I could make you wait. But I'll be nice and I won't. We're going to start off here with Darian Adkins of Virginia. This is my one-on-one conversation with Mr. Adkins right here on WakeUpCallDT.com and the free Wake Up Call DT app. Just, you know, a game like this, obviously what the team was able to do. You know, Florida State had a couple pushes there, but just how you guys kind of stayed with it, what you can say about that?
Yeah, the one thing I can say is that we definitely outlasted them. We had a strong start. We had a sketchy, you know, in between from the beginning of the second half. But we have a tendency to let teams come back in. I don't know why, whether it be in the first half or second half. And I'm just glad we finished strong and we brought it home.
What was it about this game? Like you said, you don't know why it always happens, but can you put your finger on it?
A lack of alertness, I guess, you know, starting, you know, coming out in the second half. Well, at whatever point it is in the game, you know, that it happens to, it's just a lack of alertness and ball security, I guess. I can't really put my finger on it. I can, you know, talk my way around it, but we need to get rid of that, because, you know, the elite teams towards the end of the latter part of the tournament, it's going to creep up on us, so we could possibly lose to those guys.
What did Florida State teach you the most in a game like this? Like you said, when you're playing against bigger teams, they're going to teach you different things and obviously going to push you a little bit harder. So what can you take away from Florida State?
What we can take away is that you know, they're a great team offensively. You know, I think we did a great job on their you know, their point guard Mays, and you can't every night you have to, you know, play your best with every team. I don't think it's necessarily something we can take away from them. We just, you know, we played our game tonight, and you know, we have to treat every person, every team the same way. So
lastly for me, when you look at this game, obviously when you came in last year, kind of the underdog, but this year, you know, obviously they're looking at you a little bit differently and giving you more respect. How has it been as far as, I know you've only played one game, but coming in this time around as opposed to last year?
You know, it's obviously a different atmosphere. People have high expectations for us. We're coming in, like you said, with a chip on our shoulder and a target on our back. And it's not the same as previous years, because, you know, we came in as the underdog. You know, teams are rooting for us and people are showing us respect. And I feel like we have to live up, you know, to, you know, what people, you know, have, you know, in terms of expectations for us. So I think we're doing it well, and we just have to keep it going.
from Darian Adkins on to his teammate, London Perantes. He's on the show with me right now. He had a nice play in transition with Mike Toby. We're going to talk about that and so much more right here where sports meets life on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. Listen in now.
Obviously, with this game, FSU made a couple runs late and did some things there. What can you attribute it to that the game kind of got closer than you wanted it to be at a certain point?
We started off strong. I mean, we just got to figure out how to play all 40 minutes the way we started. Definitely fatigue probably set in on us. I mean, everybody's fatigued towards the end of the year, so we got to figure out how to fight through it. And, I mean, we did, and regardless of those little five-minute stretches that we have like that, we get the W, and that's all I can ask for. And that's about it. I mean, we definitely need to figure out how we can play all 40 minutes, though.
What can you say about that? I mean, what is lacking in that respect that you think that there is a drop-off a little bit?
I mean, I feel like it's just – I feel like we get a little comfortable. We come in a half where we're playing really well. We go out and we think that we can just keep doing the same thing without playing hard. I think it's either that or we just come out and we're tired. I mean, I don't know. I don't think we're tired or anything because, you see, we can put it on at any second. But we just got to figure out how to keep it on their necks and keep playing. So,
what does Florida State teach you moving forward? What can a game like this teach you to help you be more prepared, more alert going ahead into the next round?
Their defense was very out. They really tried to get after it on the perimeter, big inside, and it just taught us how to kind of take care of the ball. I mean, we had some careless turnovers and stuff like that, but things like this kind of we learn from. We watch film and we learn from things like that. So,
in London, about that play that you had with Mike Toby to kind of put it away, just what you saw in that and what you were seeing from the defense?
We kind of got some things on a fast break. Some people think that we can't run in a fast break, and I guess they thought we couldn't either, so we just took what was there, and Mike was just sitting underneath the basket wide open, so we just gave him the ball at the right time and finished it off. So.
And before we take our first step aside of this episode of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, live from the ACC Men's Basketball Tournament, Wake Up Call is on the road, thanks to the great partners that we have that you'll hear from in just a moment. But not before we hear from Malcolm Brogdon. Here is my conversation with Malcolm Brogdon from Virginia, right here, right now, as they eye an opportunity to repeat as champions in the ACC for the tournament, as well as do what they need to do in the NCAA tournament to clean up where they left off last year. Here's Malcolm Brogdon of the Virginia Cavaliers.
Just a game like this, what it can teach you and what you took away from it, that there was a fact that FSU had some runs there late, just what you saw from your team and how you can use it to do better in the next round?
You know, I think it's just coming out with energy, being sharp, taking care of the ball, and then getting stops. I thought we got away from our defense a little bit, and we weren't able to get stops coming down the stretch a little bit, so we got to tighten the screws, watch film, and come back ready tomorrow.
London was talking about the fact that some teams think that you can't run, don't have some fast break moves, and obviously took advantage of it when he found Mike Toby and one of the plays that put the game away. Just what you can say about the fast break and some of those things that you have that maybe teams don't respect at this point.
You know, I think that's the fast break. Our transition offense is one of the things that we can be sneaky good at because teams expect us to play in the half court. But really, fast break plays into our hands because we get stops on the other end, and then when we can rebound those stops, we can get out in transition when they're not back.
We'll take our first step aside here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. When we come back, Xavier Rathan-Mays of Florida State is first up here in these one-on-one exclusives brought to you by Wake Up Call on the road, Dan Tortora Broadcast Media, where sports meets life. You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary, or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dry Sig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dry Sig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at drysigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. Without further ado, as I promised, Xavier Rathen-Mays is on the show. Not a very happy moment for Florida State, but nonetheless, Florida State is here with me. Xavier Rathen-Mays, he had 13 points, the only player in double figures, not a lot of help from his teammates of the Seminoles, but Xavier sees some positives with Florida State and is eyeing big things for the Seminoles in men's basketball. This is my conversation with Xavier right here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora.
Obviously, team making some runs there. You know, you guys hit some fight at the end. Just what you can say about what you were able to do despite the loss.
We've always been a team that never gives up no matter what the circumstances are, and we did a good job of that in the second half. We went down 17 early, and we told ourselves to lock in defensively, be able to get stops, and try and get some early and easy transition baskets, and we did that, but we came up short in the end.
When you look at the defense of Virginia, can you take away any positives as far as some of the things that you were able to do in the second half especially to kind of infiltrate that a little bit?
We did a good job moving the basketball and getting good shots. We had a couple good looks there down the stretch that didn't fall for us. But, again, it was defensively where we were able to have our offense clicking.
What was it about the second half that you were able to make some adjustments and get through to them? I mean, they said that on their side it might have been a lack of effort or a lack of alertness on their end, but what did you see from your team in Florida State that you were able to do some good things there that maybe you didn't have in the first half?
Offensively?
Yeah.
We just did a really good job moving the ball. They play a contained defense, pack line defense, where they sit back below the three-point line. We were able to move the ball and get their shell probably like just move it around and be able to get good shots.
When you look at the game against Clemson, what you guys were able to do to come back and make sure that you kept them away from that game, you know, obviously they were down by 18 and kept them down even though they scored 15 late, and then you look at a game like this. What does the future hold in your mind? Do you feel like this team is good enough to get that opportunity?
Definitely. We're a really good basketball team. We're improving each and every day. Like we said today, we showed what we can do in holding Virginia to, I think, 32% from the field. And we just got to build on that and continue to get better.
What is it about Florida State right now that you could say the mission statement of this team is? What are you trying to do on this team? What are you trying to make the team look like as far as the environment from here on out?
We want to win a national championship, and that's what we're building towards. We have no quit in us, and I think people are really starting to realize that even if we get into a hole, we're not going to quit. We're going to keep fighting each and every possession and try and get our way back into games.
And then lastly, with Coach Hamilton, what does he say to you after a game like this, and what has he taught you this season?
Just that he was proud of us the way we fought back. But at the end of the day, we can't allow ourselves to get down like that. We got to play from the tip each and every possession, each and every game. And if we play from the tip, like how we played in the second half, it's a whole different ball game.
From Xavier Rathen Mays to Louisville, from Florida State up to Kentucky, Chinanu Onuwaku is on the show right now, brother of Orenze Onuwaku, who played for the Syracuse Orange. Chinanu, a man of few words, as you will see. This is my conversation with Chinanu Onuwaku of the Louisville Cardinals.
Obviously, a game like this, you know, tough, but you had runs back and forth, or 11 lead changes, 7 ties in the second half alone. Just what you can say about at least the effort of Louisville in this game?
I think we gave great effort, we just didn't execute.
What is it about the execution? What do you think was lacking in the game?
We just didn't run our plays. If we wouldn't have ran our plays, we wouldn't be talking about this right now. For
when you look at some of the plays, was it more their defense or was it just a lack on your side?
We were just trying to break the play sometimes, you know, people trying to take it one-on-one.
So when you look at somebody like Montrez, as you know, and everything that Terry did in this game, when you look at the team as a whole, what can you say moving forward?
We just need to stick to the plan, stick to the game plan, and get the W.
What can you say about where the team's at this point?
We're going to bounce back, you know. We lost. We still act like this is our first loss. We're going to bounce back.
What does Coach Pitino say to you after a game like this? What's some of the words of encouragement that he has?
I don't know.
Did he say anything?
No, not really.
So what do you put on yourself for Emmy being a young player on this team? What type of pressure do you carry on your shoulders for the team?
I just got to do my job. Whatever coach asks, whatever my teammates ask me to do, I just got to do it.
And where do you think you really need to improve? I mean, are there areas that you're looking at right now after a game like this to say, these are the certain things I want to work on?
My rebounding and my defense, you know.
And then finally, as far as Louisville basketball right now, how would you define the team in this moment despite the loss? How would you define the team going forward?
I mean, we're still good. We're going to come back.
And from Chinanu over to Montrezl Harrell. Montrezl Harrell, obviously a guy who has a lot of respect across the country. The man is known for dunking the ball, which you can see on my Instagram at @wakeupcall_DT. D as in Dan, T as in Tortora. That's @wakeupcall_DT. You can also see it on Twitter @callDT, CallDT. And on Facebook, facebook.com/wakeupcalldt. The Montrezl Harrell dunk. I have one of them on there. There's plenty of them for you to see. This was one that happened right in front of me, courtside at the ACC tournament. Don't miss out on it. He's good for dunks. I mean, Montrez is a very, very talented guy, but I feel like it's been a long time since I've seen someone where I can just trust that there's going to be a good dunk. There's going to be something nice and fun to watch every single game. I just sat there with my video camera ready to go. I'm like, come on, Montrez. And then God gave me that assist, little high five there to God, because I just started recording, and you'll see it. Montrez calls for the ball once, calls for it a second time, and then slams that baby home. Montrezl Harrell, this is someone that I've been waiting for a very long time to make the jump from college to the NBA and give me that highlight reel, but not before he wreaks some havoc in college. I love seeing someone who can dominate around the rim, and Montrezl Harrell can definitely do that, and I believe Rakeem Christmas can do that as well, and Rock can, I think Rock has some more in the tank to give. I really do. I think Rock has a little bit more in the tank to show for Syracuse. Obviously, the alum is moving on to the NBA, bigger and better things, and I believe that he can get there and stay there for 10 to 15 years if he does it right. Mike Hopkins, his position coach and the assistant coach, long time of the Syracuse Orange, said the same thing. 10 to 15 years, he believes Rock can be in the NBA. So I'm happy to know that what I saw in Rock is what his position coach sees as well. Lets me know that I'm doing something right. Rakeem Christmas, definitely a force to be reckoned with, but so is Montrezl Harrell of Louisville. They didn't win against North Carolina. They went back and forth. There were 11 lead changes in the second half alone, 7 ties. But at the end of it all, Louisville struggled to score. Montrezl Harrell is going to talk to me about this game, and he's going to talk to me about his play and Louisville and going forward. This is what Montrezl had to say to me in this one-on-one conversation. You won't find anywhere else, right here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora.
Just obviously the effort of Louisville was there, but didn't come through at the end. What you can say coming off of a game like that?
I feel like we played a 30-minute game, and the last 2 minutes of the game, you know, we didn't execute our game plan. We gave them a chance on the backboard. We still run our plays, you know, and then fell through. And it fell through for us, you know, and it ended up hurting us, and then we ended up taking a loss.
What was it about running your plays that you thought was the issue that you weren't able to get what you needed to get?
I don't know, because in the first half when we ran our plays, we shot a record high 53% from the floor. You know, in the second half, we ended up shooting 22%. You know, so it just goes to show you, you know, when we run our plays, we get good things out of them, and when we don't, you know, we struggle.
Obviously, you have a lot of electricity out there, a lot of energy out there. How do you feel the team has played up to your energy? Do you feel like everybody gave everything they could as far as this game goes?
I feel like I did. You know, I hope, and then none of my teammates take a playoff, you know, but unfortunately the ball didn't bounce our way tonight, you know, so they ended up executing that game plan in the second half, we're crashing the offensive glass, and, you know, they made us pay for it.
Just going to Bryce Johnson's play against your defense, what you can say about that?
He started finding his soft spots in the zone, and he was making shots, you know, he stayed on the offensive glass, you know, and got all the loose balls that was there for him, you know, he played with a lot of energy, and, you know, he benefited from it.
What can you take away the most from a game like this that went back and forth so many times?
We could just go back to the first half, the type of defense that we played, you know, and the way we shared the ball and the way we were moving the ball on the offensive end, and, you know, just let the build on that, honestly.
As far as the full court press, didn't see a ton of it in this game. Do you think that had anything to do with the outcome?
I don't think it did, you know, because in the first half we really wasn't pressing, and they were shooting a low percentage, and, you know, everything was going our way, you know, so it's just about how we played on our end, you know, we didn't rebound the ball and we didn't run our plays.
What does Coach Pitino say after a game like this? Do you have much to say?
Nah, not really.
And then lastly, as far as being a leader on this team, what can you say you want to do going forward? What's kind of your message to the team at this point?
We just got to come together as a team right now and look to move forward. You know, we can't hang our heads on this loss because they should know that, you know, the same rules apply in this tournament, it applies in the next tournament. You know, you take that one loss and you'll be going home.
We'll take another step aside here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. When we come back, we will head to another interview from the Louisville Cardinals, Terry Rozier, the third. Terry is on the show. Terry had a good first half, a strong first half, but just like Louisville in the second half, he struggled, but he puts a lot of it on himself. He puts this game into perspective when we get back on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. What I believe was one of the best games, best matchups of the 2015 ACC tournament, that would be North Carolina up against Louisville. I said going into the game, I thought it was going to be a good one, fun to watch, thought it would be close, and it was an instant classic. Make sure you tune in when we spin back around here to hear what Terry Rozier had to say about that game and more, as Duke and Notre Dame still yet to come up on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. We're live from the ACC tournament down in Greensboro Coliseum 2015. Talk to you in a second.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, 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 with the Bamboo line Relax Fit clothing as well as the Athletic Fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. Back here with the Louisville Cardinals, you heard from Montrezl Harrell and Chinonu Onuwaku, and now it's time to hear from Terry Rozier in the backcourt. Onuwaku and Montrezl Harrell had some interesting things to say about feeling like their plays that they ran in the first half weren't run in the second half. Well, the guy in the backcourt that's responsible for running some of those plays, Terry Rozier, has something to say about that and more. more right here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. Listen in right now to Terry Rozier III. My conversation with him is on.
Just what you can say as far as the effort of this game. I mean, obviously, there was a lot back and forth, 11 lead changes in the second half. Just what you could say about the effort and what happened.
We had a way better effort the first half, more than the second half, and we didn't stick to our bases the second half. They beat us to every rebound, and they just wanted it more than us. And it's tough to say that, but all the credit goes to them. You got to give somebody credit when they deserve it. And, I wish them best of luck, and we just came up short. We made too many mistakes.
What was it about when you say they wanted it more than you?
They beat us to every rebound, loose ball. We was beating them to the first half. It's like we ran out of gas or something. They was beating us to every rebound. And a lot of that was us not helping Trez. He was down there battling on his own. And, you know, I take a lot of blame for that. So we just got to get better, go in the lab, watch film, and get better.
And obviously you had a lot to do with the offensive side of it, but then went into a little bit of a drought in the second half. What would you attribute that to?
You can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Going into a drought a little bit in the second half as far as scoring on your side?
Like I said, we just didn't stick to the basics that we did in the first half. We didn't do the same things in the second half.
When you look at somebody like Montrez and said, you know, you put a lot on yourself that you needed to help him out, what can you say about his effort and what he did in this game as far as what you take away?
I mean, he fought, man. That's what Trez do. He fought hard. And, you know, as a brother, I should have helped him. And it's tough. That's just like something that you is going to be in your mind that why didn't I help one of my brothers? And we just got to get better from this, man. And I can't let him down again because this is our last run. If we lose again, we're done.
When I talked to Chinano as well as Montrez, they said that Coach Pitino didn't have much to say after the game. What was your feeling on how he reacted to the game?
He was angry. He was angry. And as Coach P, he's one of he's a competitor. He's probably one of the main competitors I ever seen. So, you know, he just had a lot of anger in him, man. I understand where he's coming from. We had a game, we let it slip away, but a lot of credit goes to them, man. Just, like I said, he got the same mindset as us. He's angry right now, but by tomorrow he get over it, and we got to move on. We got to get better.
Just talk about the maturity of the team, because you see your coach angry, but nobody in here is hanging their head. Nobody's making excuses in here. So just talk about the maturity of Louisville right now.
Oh, we definitely getting better. We definitely getting better and being mature. And we just got to keep that going. But mainly, we can say we mature, say we immature. We got to win games. We got to win. We got to go on this run for this tournament.
And then as far as being in the backcourt, when I talked to Montrez, talked to Chinana, they said in the second half, the plays that you were running in the first half weren't running them in the second half as well. What can you say backcourt-wise as far as running plays and maybe some things that you didn't get out there that you wanted to?
I mean, you asked the two guys that's inside, so it's easy for them to say that. So, I mean, I don't know. I kind of agree with them because we didn't stick to our basics, but if we won a game, then maybe they don't say that. Maybe it's just because we lost the game, so I don't know. But I think it was more of our defense than our offensive end. We let them get in the heart of our defense too much.
Would you like to have gotten out there more full court pressure? I mean, that's something that Louisville's known for. Do you feel like that maybe contributed to it a little bit?
Yeah, they do a good job of passing the ball over our zone, though. So it was tough. You know, it was tough to guard their offense today. They just did a lot of things good.
And lastly, when you look forward, how do you define this team at this moment in time? Obviously, going into the NCAA tournament, what can you say Louisville basketball is at this point?
We'll be sneaky good. We shock a lot of people.
From Terry Rozier over to the Duke Blue Devils, Jahlil Okafor, someone who has been looked at around the country, obviously a big body guy, someone who is very capable to get the job done. He did well against Syracuse, which says a lot because Rakeem Christmas, I feel, is one of those bars that's set a little bit higher. If you can play well against him, you can play with pretty much anybody. Jahlil Okafor, my one-on-one conversation with the Duke Blue Devil right now on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora.
Well, obviously, you know, group effort from the whole team, just what you can say, not only about your play, but about all the guys today.
It was a great game. We executed the coach's game plan to perfection. And we're just ready to head to the hotel, get some rest, get ready for tomorrow, and find out who we play.
Austin Turner, a lot of guys out there, Anthony Barber, as well as Trevor Lacey, all of them talented guys, but you were able to shut them down more than anybody else has recently. What can you say about that?
Just the way our guards stepped up to the challenge. A lot of people try to say our guards can't really defend, but they've been doing it night in and night out, and Quinn, Tyus, Grayson, Matt, they did a tremendous job, and even Josh is defending the guards, and the bigs were in the back trying to help them out a little bit.
How would you define this Duke team right now as you move forward in the ACC tournament, obviously with the NCAA coming up?
We're together. It's eight guys, eight scholarship players that are already to play, and we're just together.
Looking at a play from Grayson Allen, what can you say about him and how he stepped up today as well?
He's not bad, man. He's not a bad player. We expected from him. He's been dominant in practice since summer school, and it was just great to finally see him play as well as he has.
And then lastly for me, as far as your leadership moving forward, what can you say about how you've grown as a player and how you view yourself on this team?
I matured a lot. Playing alongside Emil Jefferson and Quinn Curt, our two captains, I just matured a lot, and becoming a better leader on the floor.
And from Okafor to a veteran on the team, Emil Jefferson, somebody who I had the pleasure of speaking with in the 2014 ACC tournament, is back to talk about the team, having his veteran leadership with these youngsters, what the makeup of the team looks like. Emil Jefferson bringing some knowledge to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora in this one-on-one conversation you won't find anywhere else.
A game like this, obviously, you led the whole way through 40 minutes. Just what you can say about the effort of Duke, especially against a team like NC State, who's been hot so far.
It was an amazing effort by everyone, on our team. Everyone played really, really good, basketball, and played really, really well together. And there was a toughness that we had tonight, especially early on the defensive end where, every point hurt, if they score. But we just did not want them to score at all. And, our perimeter did an amazing job tonight in guarding their players because they have been really hot or late, and it speaks to the togetherness and the tough defense that our guards play to be able to put together a performance like this.
Carlson Turner had a pretty good game, but everybody else relatively quiet. Trevor Lacy had some moments. What can you say about the Duke defense and how it's grown this season?
We've matured as a basketball team. We've grown up. At one point we were boys playing for Duke. Now we're men playing for Duke, and it's a big difference. And we're together. We trust each other. We talk really well. And we have eight guys that can, really play.
Being a veteran leader, how have you been able to bring these freshmen together? Have you had to do a lot of work, or has it been really just them knowing what they needed to do when they came in?
It's been really easy for me. It's just, making sure, everybody's doing the right thing. Quinn has done an amazing job as a leader and as a captain. And, we're all just following each other. There's nobody, who's too big for the program, or, a freshman can say something to a senior, junior can say something to a sophomore. It doesn't matter. We all trust each other. We all believe in each other.
Obviously, Duke has been rooted in history as being one of the best, but how would you define this year's team, and what can you say about the environment right now?
This year's team is something special. We're at a good place. We're really pure. We have a really good group. Everyone really gets along, and I think, this Duke team's in rare form, really good, really talented, really, trusted in each other and really together.
And lastly, how is this team different from maybe a Duke team from last season? What can you say about the makeup this year?
First off, we have bigs that protect the paint, unbelievably. And then I think this year's group in a different way is more together, and we all trust each other. And we're playing at a high level, each and every person, and collectively together.
We'll take another step aside here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. When I come back, you and I will hear from the rest of the Duke Blue Devils. Also have Notre Dame coming up a little bit later on in the show, live from the ACC tournament. We're on site. Dan Tortora Broadcast Media has pulled in. We're here. 2015, giving a salute to Greensboro. It's going to be hard, and maybe even a little bit emotional to be leaving Greensboro. But Washington, Brooklyn, Charlotte, show me what you got. They're coming up soon in this ACC tournament. And coming up next is going to be the Duke Blue Devils, Tyus Jones and Grayson Allen. We're talking to the backcourt in just a few moments here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app, now featuring over 480 shows that you can listen to at any given time. Wake Up Call Radio is always on.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, But unless you've been to Borio's restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dry Sig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dry Sig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at drysigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you. Make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. Tyus Jones on the show with me right now. You heard from Jahlil Okafor, who came in with Tyus Jones in this freshman class that had a very high bar set for them when they were coming in, and I believe that they have met that bar, and they're trying to exceed that bar. Tyus Jones talking with me about the Duke Blue Devils, being a part of this team, being in the backcourt, learning, and so much more. Right here, Tyus Jones on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora.
Well, obviously being a newcomer on the team going into this season, just what you can say about your personal growth from step one to where you stand right now.
I feel that I've grown, you know, a lot just as a point guard. Coach K is, you know, just helped me so much just in learning the game, you know, learning how to run a team, and I still have, you know, a lot to improve on in both of those categories, but I feel that I've gotten more comfortable and, you know, improved as the season's gone on.
When you look at how Ja's done and how you've done on this team, and, you know, how everyone's done is kind of being the youngsters on Duke, what can you say about this freshman class? Because obviously there was a lot of hype coming in, but do you feel like it's lived up to everything that you expected out of your teammates and yourself?
You know, we're not you know, I don't think I can comment on that until the season's done, just because, you know, our whole goal is was an ACC regular season title, ACC tournament title, and a national championship. And, you know, we haven't – didn't accomplish the first one. We're trying to accomplish the second one right now, and the third one is to be determined. But, you know, it's all about – you know, we just wanted to be able to contribute, to this team as much as possible and win. And then so far we've been able to do both of those things. But, you know, we still got, you know, the tournament, you know, championship, you know, we're trying to accomplish, and then the big one.
I know you didn't play with the rest of the Plumleys, but it seems like every couple of years or so there's another Plumley that pops up, and Marshall's the next one in. What can you say about his growth as a player?
Marshall is as hard a worker as you'll see. You know, he just keeps getting better, keep getting more confident. You know, he just keeps working, you know, no matter what the circumstances, no matter, you know, what's going on in the game or in practice, he's always giving it 110%. He's always talking and being a team player, and you know, you got to love, you know, having guys like him, you know, as our veteran guys, you know, leading the team.
Marshall, Jahlil, dunk contest. Who do you think would take it?
Dunk contest. I think Marshall probably has a little more, you know, tricks, trick dunks, just because you know how athletic he is. So you know, he was in our dunk contest at, you know, Countdown to Crazy. I think he won it actually. So you know, since he's a champion, I'd probably have to give it to him just until somebody takes his throne.
And what can you say about when you look at this team? You look around the room at these guys and the talent that you have. Obviously, there's more work to be done, but how would you define Duke basketball right now as it stands?
You know, it's all about, you know, playing for, you know, Duke. You know, that's what it's about. You know, representing the tradition, representing coach, and just playing basketball the right way. It's a special honor to be a part of a program like this, and you know, we just want to carry the legacy, and you know, that means winning in March.
And then lastly, when you look at a guy like Grayson and what he was able to do, you guys playing off each other too, he's feeding you and going down the lane and obviously doing something to fast break. What can you say about how you play off each other?
You know, we play off each other well. He's a smart basketball player. His IQ is very high, and as a point guard, you know, I like to personally pride myself on, you know, being a smart basketball player. You know, as a point guard, you need to be smart. You know, so with a guy like that, it's easy to play off of him and play with him when he knows, you know, the space and the cut and just small stuff like that.
From Mr. Jones to Grayson Allen, who is keeping up with the Joneses. Grayson Allen doing a fine job in the Duke game against NC State. In-state rivals going up against each other, and Grayson Allen having some fun and making it happen out there. Double digits for the game. Grayson Allen is with me right here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. Listen to Mr. Allen right now.
I was talking with Tyus a little bit about you guys playing off each other. Obviously, you had that fast break. Just what you can say you've learned from him so far?
You know, just always keep your head up because he'll find you. you know, Tyus is a great point guard, and, you know, him driving and kicking and starting out our fast break, you know, just always keep your head up because he'll find you.
Not only did you make shots today, but you had guys that were making sure you were getting open, setting screens for you, making sure you got those looks. Just what you can say about this Duke basketball team this season being truly a team and not caring who scores a bucket.
Yeah, we're a really together team, and I think that shows out there on the court. You know, six guys in double figures tonight. You know, and Emil came in and was getting every rebound and setting great screens, and Marshall came in and he was dunking everything. So, you know, eight guys contributing like that, it's really good for us, and that just shows how close we are.
When you look at defining this team, obviously Duke is rich in history, but what can you say are really the characteristics of a team as you stand right now?
I think togetherness, you know, I think aggression, you know, and I think leadership, and that comes from Quinn, and also the leadership qualities that he's kind of instilled in everyone else. You know, he wants us all to be leaders on the team, and he wants us all to keep each other accountable. You know, it goes from him keeping me accountable and me keeping him accountable. You know, it's anybody, and that starts with him and being such a great leader this season for us.
When you look at the backcourt, Tyus, Quinn, yourself, how does Coach K find ways for you? Because obviously you all have opportunities throughout the season, and you had a big opportunity tonight, but how do you feel coaches kind of balance you all out, because there's talent all the way through?
Definitely. You know, he does a great job of getting us in an offense where we move the ball around, and that starts with Tyus being an unselfish point guard and being able to find people. You know, Quinn shooting the ball really well, so the defense is real spread out to him, and you know, even Ja in the middle helps our backcourt because he has so much attention on him in the middle that we have more driving lanes. So, you know, our offense is about driving, kicking, and finding the open guy.
Obviously, you have more work to do, but how exciting is it to be on this team with the talent that you have and the guys that you have in the locker room?
It's really exciting because of what we have going right now. And, you know, we just keep building and keep building, and I think we're doing it at the right time here in the postseason.
And we'll take our final step aside here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. When I come back, I will be bringing you Zach August and Jerrion Grant of Notre Dame.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing, as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place,
but a piece of home. Go to CamsPizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. CamsPizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria, truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Jerry and Grant, known all around the great United States. He was out last season because of some things that went on, and this season was welcomed back onto the team by Mike Bray. And I can tell you that Mike's thought highly of Jerry and Grant since his return. Mike Bray and I have talked about it on Wake Up Call with Dan Totora, so go back into the archive on the Wake Up Call DT free app, as well as wakeupcalldt.com, and look out for those interviews that I had with Mike Bray, those conversations. Grant, we know. Zach August, not as big of a name as far as the conversation of Notre Dame, but I'll tell you something about Zach August. If it wasn't for him making a couple free throws in the second half, that kind of gave Notre Dame a little bit of because Notre Dame had not a lot of, you know, over 12 minutes dating back from 1:36 left in the first half of the Notre Dame. It's like following the bouncing ball. Do you ever have your tongue, it just sits on the roof of your mouth, but it doesn't come down? So you've moved on to the next word, but your mouth was like, no, I'm going to stay here. I like this bench. I'm going to chill here for a little bit. Notre Dame, Miami, 1:36 left in the first half. Jerry and Grant had a layup. That was the last time that Notre Dame scored for over 12 minutes. From there into the second half, more than half of the second half was gone before a field goal came in. And let me clarify, 1:36 left in the first half, over 12 minutes from there, that Notre Dame did not score a field goal. They did get a couple free throws, but they did not score a field goal. And those free throws came from Zach August. So he was kind of like the jump starter that give a little bit to it, because Notre Dame just went on and on and on without a score in the second half. And they had a drought like Louisville. It actually lasted longer than Louisville's drought against North Carolina. So you think, okay, well, Miami's going to come back in this. Well, luckily for Notre Dame, Miami's offense isn't the greatest offense in the world. So despite the fact that they had their own playground and all they had to do was keep scoring because Notre Dame wasn't, the best thing that Miami could do was get the lead that they didn't have for 33 minutes and 30 seconds. They get the lead, and after 33 minutes and 30 seconds of not having the lead, they held on to the lead for 15 seconds. Notre Dame did just enough. That's why whenever somebody tells you free throws don't matter, I want you to laugh and I want you to walk away. That's all I want you to do. Just ha ha and walk away. Just move it along, because that person has been in some bubble where free throws don't matter. They do matter. Not only do free throws matter in the game, but they matter in the game of life as well. 15 Feet for Free is a book you need to buy at AuthorHouse.com. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Buy the book, because every time you buy the book, proceeds from the book, money goes directly to numerous foundations set up to help American veterans. Over $200,000 has been raised, but every single day is another hill to climb. every single day is going into the trenches with these vets. Vets that have been vets for a while, people that have just gotten out of the military, people coming home from Afghanistan, Iraq, wherever they may be. When it comes to helping veterans, there is never a limit to what we can do to say thank you for our freedom. 15 feet for free, buy it at AuthorHouse.com, and part of that money is going directly to veterans. So make sure that you buy the book. The book's only 15 bucks. Spend $15, help veterans, do it right now. Make sure that that is something you put in your day today. You can get it online at any time. AuthorHouse.com, 15 feet for free. Written by a very nice guy, Jim Lee. Played for the Syracuse Orange men's basketball team. Was a phenomenal shooter from 15 feet. And has words in there from Jim Boeheim, John Stockton, Bob Costas, Jerry McNamara, and the list goes on. Make sure you get the book, 15 feet for free. AuthorHouse.com, because free throws matter. M-A-T-T-E-R. Make sure the next time somebody tells you they don't, Zach August. Okay? He's an example that you can use. Zach August of Notre Dame. When his team wasn't scoring, he went to the free throw line and he made a couple. And as soon as the ball, sometimes that's all you need is to see the ball go in the basket. As a teammate, when you're frustrated and you're upset, to have someone on your team, either it's you or somebody else, in this case it was Zach August, to put the ball in the basket, and then Notre Dame says, oh, so it still can go in there. That's all it needs. Sometimes it's just the visual. Zach August helped the team out. He made free throws that broke the drought of having no score and eventually broke the drought of getting a field goal going when the team started to see the ball go in the basket and get some oomph in their game. Zach August is here with me right now, one-on-one, on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora.
Well, obviously there was a big drought, but you were able to get some of those free throws to at least get some points on the board for you guys. Just talk about, you know, your leadership at that time.
You know, it was a great team effort. We needed defense to win the game. That's been a story with us for a while now. You know, our offense was good. You know, we slipped up a little bit in the second half, but we came together and executed defensively.
When you look at the first half, at one point it was almost 90% from three-point range, and then the second half totally different. What was going on in your mind?
Just shots weren't falling for us. You know, and it kind of carried over to our defense a little bit. But you know, we held each other accountable, and we stuck together through it. And that's, I think, that's the specialty of our team. We stick through it together no matter what.
Pat Connaughton, what can you say about his play? Because obviously he was very strong in the first half, but it seems like that's what it is sometimes, just having a strong offensive first half and then just relying on your defense.
Yeah, man, he was killing it the first half, knocking down shots, and you know, he came in the second half and missed a couple, but it don't matter because we wanted him to keep shooting, and he did. So in the end, you know, he made some strong plays, some big plays, and then that was it.
What does a game like this teach you, knowing how you won this game?
Yeah, I think it's just we got to continue to have our edge on us. You know, we can't let up at all in this league, man. This league is tough. You know, every team is good in this league, and we have to continue to play aggressive throughout the 40 minutes.
What can you say about your defense, some of the things that you learned the most from playing Miami defensively?
You know, we just got to be able to communicate more. We got to continue to be help side on everything, and we just got to box out, man. We haven't been the best of rebounding teams defensively in this league, but we continue to get better.
What does Mike Bray say after a win like this?
You know, it's good. You know, we deserved it. We worked hard, and let's just get ready for Duke tomorrow.
Does he have any special notes because of the fact of all the droughts and everything that went on? Was he hard on you guys at all, or was it more just, hey, we got through this one?
Nah, he just told us, man, this is how it is in this league. It's going to be runs, and this is just a game of runs, and just continue to play our way.
And then lastly, Notre Dame, the way that you look at this team right now, how would you define this year's team moving forward?
Oh, man, we're really an unselfish team. You know, we're very efficient, and we love to play with each other.
And from Zach August to finish with his teammate, Jerrion Grant of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Jerrion Grant has done a lot in this season since coming back onto the team. Was taken off the team last season, brought back on this season, given an opportunity to be a leader. He's taken that, he's run with it, and he has much to say about this Notre Dame squad that found a way against Miami. Jerrion Grant finishing up Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, live from the ACC tournament in Greensboro, North Carolina. Here's Jerrion Grant with me right now.
Offensively, from the first half to the second half, just how you guys were able to battle back from that in your mind?
Well, we missed some shots early, and then, you know, that zone started frustrating us a little bit. You know, we had some uncharacteristic turnovers, but, you know, at the end of the day, we got in transition, got some good looks, and, you know, we met our free throws at the end.
Have you encountered something like this where you've had such a long stretch without a field goal? I mean, can you look at another game this season where it really was that long of a drought?
Maybe the Duke game, but nothing I can really know for sure. Usually we don't go like that. We're a team that scores, pretty easily. When we're moving the ball or we're in transition, I don't think we got to get in transition like we usually do, so we struggle a little bit.
When you got the first half like you've had, is that characteristic in your mind of this team to have an offensive onslaught and then to go down a little bit?
That's our game. In the first half, we were getting up and down in transition. We were in the ball screen. We were, spacing the floor. So, I feel like that's our game. And in the second half, when they went zone, it kind of took us out of that. We didn't get a get in transition. And we missed some good shots, but, we had some turnovers that we don't usually have.
You talked about your team being the best offense in the country, almost 90% from three-point going into the half. And then, obviously, there was a struggle in the second half. So, what makes you define this as the best of the best?
Just because we know what we can do. When we're on our game, we know what we can do. And, everybody struggles sometimes. But, they switched up and went zone. But, we'll probably see that again tomorrow. So, we're focusing on, just playing against different defenses. But, when we get rolling, nobody can stop us.
Free throws obviously are understated, but you guys needed them to stay in this thing. Just what you can say about doing what you needed to do at the line.
Yeah, we feel like we're one of the best free throw shooting teams too. I don't know where we rank in the ACC, but I think it's somewhere near the top. So that's a huge weapon for us. We have guards that can get into the lane and big men that, run the floor. So we're going to get to the free throw line, and we practice it, and we knock them down today when we needed to.
Leadership-wise, what's going on in your mind during a game like this, the second half, and what are you saying to the team when you have those timeouts and those opportunities?
Just slow down and play our game. We've been here before. We've played, a whole season where we've had games like this. So just play our game. We've been through this before, and we'll be all right.
And then as far as defining Notre Dame basketball this season, what you can say about it, obviously you're back now here. You've done a lot for yourself, individually. But as a team, what you can say about this unit this year?
We're super unselfish, and no matter who's doing it, we move the ball around and offense and defensively. Defensively, we're in help side all the time. It's not just one guy guarding one guy. It's all five. And, like I said, offensively, we move the ball, and it's fun.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora in this very special episode live from the ACC tournament. You heard from 13 players on Friday the 13th. Today, in the other previous shows, you've heard from a whole slew of players as well. You don't want to miss out. Make sure you get in and listen to them all. They're timeless conversations with these players that are talking about their team, themselves, the game of basketball, their coaches, and of course the school that they have across their chest. Make sure you listen in to every single one of the 14 ACC men's basketball teams that competed in the 2015 ACC tournament, because you love them all and you've always loved them and you'll continue to love them. So make sure that you link with them on wakeupcalldt.com, on the ACC Central page, and of course the free Wake Up Call DT app. You can link to me at any time and know when the shows are up and how you can listen by going to facebook.com/wakeupcalldt and on Twitter at @calldt. That's CALLDT. facebook.com/wakeupcalldt and Twitter at @calldt. You do those two things, you will always be the first one to know. You'll always be the first one to know what's going on, as well as for those that are members of WakeUpCallDT.com, because you're the first ones to the action right on the website. WakeUpCallDT.com. Listen, watch, read. It's all there for you. Whether you're someone that likes the radio, television, or the newspaper, WakeUpCallDT.com, the hub of Dan Tatora Broadcast Media, proudly brings you every single piece of what you love, and it brings you it 24/7 whenever you want it. Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora is always on, thanks to WakeUpCallDT.com, the free Wake Up Call DT app, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure you check me out there. I love you all. I thank you all. God bless you all, and I'll talk to you very soon. Live from the ACC tournament, where the weather's nice, the sun is out, and I don't have to worry about snow for once. Whew, what a blessing. I'll talk to you soon.